This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. President Draupadi Murmu arrived in Lisbon early this morning on the first leg of a state visit to Portugal and Slovakia. President Murmu will hold delegation-level talks with her Portugal counterpart, Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa. We have more from a correspondent.
The visit of President is coming at a time when India and Portugal are celebrating 50 years of re-establishment of diplomatic ties. President will meet and hold delegation-level talks with President and Prime Minister of Portugal to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the re-establishment of diplomatic relations. President will also launch a commemorative stamp showcasing the artistic and cultural heritage that unites India and Portugal. Pooja P. Vardhan, Akashwani News, Lisbon.
Now we go over live to a correspondent, Pooja Vardhan from Lisbon. Pooja, if you can hear me, what are the events lined up for today?
As we have already mentioned, like President today will meet and hold delegation level talks with the President of Portugal. President will also meet Prime Minister of Portugal, and a joint press statement is also expected. And also, as we know that India and Portugal are celebrating re-establishment of 50th anniversary of re-establishment of their diplomatic ties. So President will also launch a commemorative stamp to celebrate the 50th anniversary.
Right. Thank you, Pooja, for that update. Well, moving on, Indian benchmark indices, the Sensex and Nifty, opened significantly lower this morning, dropping by more than 3%. The 30-share BSE Sensex fell 2,778 points to 72,585, while the NSE Nifty 50 slipped 916 points to 21,988 in early trade. The decline follows a global market rout triggered by escalating trade tensions and mounting recession concerns in the US. Asian stock markets also opened in a bloodbath today. The carnage came as US President Donald Trump defended his tariffs, saying any adjustment in the stock market will be temporary. Speaking about the falling markets, he said the medicine can be necessary at times. In early trade today, Japan's Nikkei index plunged more than 7%. South Korea's Kospi was off 4.8%. Australian blue chip stocks, a benchmark index of the country's largest 200 listed companies, also sank 6% after trading open today. The Taiwan stock index also plunged 9.8% at the open. Meanwhile, Sri Lanka stock trading was halted after the index dropped 5.30 PCT today, with large cap stocks coming under selling pressure. The more liquid S&P SL20, which tracks the larger companies, opened down 240.45 points this morning. In Tamil Nadu, Enforcement Directorate officials are conducting raids at the residences of the State Municipal Administration, Urban and Water Supply Minister K.N. Nehru, his brother Manivanan, and son Arun Nehru, MP from Perambalur. Raids have been conducted since early this morning at Chennai, Coimbatore, and also at several other locations. The searches have also been conducted at the real estate establishments belonging to Nehru's brother, Manivanan. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said the terror-related situation in the Jammu region will be brought under control soon. He reiterated central government's stand on statehood to Jammu and Kashmir, that it will be restored at an appropriate time. Mr. Shah held a two-hour-long meeting with all 28 BJP MLAs at party headquarters in Trikuta Nagar in the presence of Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh. World Health Day is being observed today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reaffirmed his commitment to building a healthier world. In his message, he stated that the government will continue to focus on healthcare and invest in various aspects of people's well-being. Referring to a report, the Prime Minister highlighted that it predicts 44 crore Indians will be suffering from obesity by 2050. He urged everyone to reduce at least 10% of the oil in their food and encourage making exercise a part of the lifestyle. India Meteorological Department IMD has issued yellow alert for Delhi and red alert for Gujarat as scorching heatwave conditions have gripped several states. IMD has issued yellow alert for heatwave conditions for 2 days in the national capital. A red alert has been issued for Gujarat today, while an orange alert has been issued from April 8th to 10th, with Saurashtra and Kutch regions facing severe heat wave conditions. And that is the end of this news bulletin.